What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Here's the Scenario. I'm one of your hosts, Mike Feeney, being joined with me, as always,
Mike Cannon, and also
Brendan Sagalow.
And this is a hypothetical-based show where we answer all your questions, your what-ifs, your morality, your whatevers, really. And you can submit them on our Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod. And then we just go off on pretty wild tangents. Sometimes I'd say, what's the longest side tangent we've ever gone on off of one question?
I'm not really thinking about it. I'm just kind of creating.
Cool. I was asking you to think about it in the moment, like now, and reflect on
it. I look at myself in terms of comedy, like Tom Cruise in Minority Report. I just have gloves that are interactive and I'm moving thoughts left and right, and it's just an impressive display.
And every cube that you're moving is just another 90s reference. Go for Minority Report.
And other people I want to murder.
Remember the Titans.
Vague threats.
That was really, really fun. Yeah. No, I had nothing but
single
the movement
from the
was
90s.
Enough.
It was great.
That's like that softball, how chicks throw softballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say that
how you look like you throw a softball.
Yeah. That's significantly better for your arm than the
overhand.
Then over the like this is an unnatural motion. This is a very natural motion. So the amount of shoulder surgeries that female pitchers get is like 1/50th of what.
Is it a breast thing? Why do they throw like that? Like, is it because their boobs get in the way when they throw overhand? No,
I imagine it's because of the boobs.
It's not because
it's probably because of the boobs.
It couldn't be less about the boobs, but I do
think their elbows don't like skim a nip and it throws the ball.
I'm sure with some of the more well-endowed women in the softball world, it's probably a hindrance, but they
see an under.
They have the tight.
Yeah,
you know,
that's really
sports
tight.
Bra on.
That doesn't work for all.
It works for just about every. You'd be surprised.
Haven't you ever seen a woman whose bazongas are just looking for a way out when she's running?
But they can't play softball.
Right.
They wouldn't be allowed. They wouldn't
because softball. Of the boobs.
Because of the boobs, you see.
Is
Nicole,
there a rule against
you have
it?
Boobs. How do you think that is the reason for
that's
the softball?
A drop.
I'm the wrong person to ask. I think I'm not the
This
most
is why I out. Think they do the
why'd you just cut
yeah,
off?
Yeah, she says two sentences every episode. She got halfway through one, but it's like, and here's the problem.
As the resident man
I've been
with
trying
tits.
To say my thing.
I will speak for tits.
I've been trying to say my thing. Go ahead, say your thing, and then Nicole, you can get back to the other half of the sentence.
I know it's going
to
be bad, but I think maybe if I say it now and then we come back to it later when the whole interrupted thing, you know, surpasses
a lot
when,
of
that
weight
blows
on
over.
When that blows over. Yeah. When that blows over, I think you'll think this is pretty funny.
Okay, so
I think the reason.
Oh, you're going now.
I think the reason that women throw like that and men throw like the other way is to separate the boys and the girls. I think it's a.
I don't what? Like it.
I don't even
I don't,
get it.
Man,
think
I wanted
about it,
to.
Just think about
no, I get it.
It's pretty funny. You know, it's funny. It's funny if someone was like, well, the women will throw like this and the men will throw like this. Is there any logical reason? No, I just. The girls throw like that. Boys throw like that.
So it's God separating us.
Yeah, or whoever's
what
in
I
charge.
Think it might actually be, if it's not the breasts, it's probably the fact that their cycles and vaginas are Bluetooth to the moon. So something like the beam that is going from clam to crescent is getting interrupted while the woman's trying to come down with the pitch, you know?
Like the tides.
I loved clam to crescent.
I mean, that's my autobiography.
That was awesome, dude.
Nicole?
Back to my boobs, or what are you?
Clam to crescent.
Yeah. Why do you think? So you talk to women. Why do you think they do that?
Nicole, you have conversations with women, not us.
Yeah,
you guys have sleepover.
What?
My opinion doesn't matter to the women I talk to.
Well, so this is not the same motion, but lacrosse is similar. Like a whipping overhand motion. Did you find any kind of static interference from clam to crescent? Did you find any boob interruption? Was there anything about you as a woman that stopped you from being great?
That you were like, I wish I was throwing under right now.
I don't think so. I think I did pretty well despite being a woman. So.
That's cool.
You could do that with lacrosse. So you can go underneath.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It's different.
Well, like,
Dude, I'm getting such a kick out of how absolutely disregarded Nicole's statements have been. You're like, she's like, no, I think I did pretty good overhand, all things considered, that I'm a woman. If he's like, underhand, you probably did underhand. You could do underhand.
I didn't say that. I
think you did do underhand at some point.
You definitely did underhand, but it's more of a strategical point than an incapability, which might also be the case.
I do legitimately want to know this, so at some point can we... Here it is.
Oh.
But when baseball was absolutely dominant, there were players all over the country desperate to continue playing, developing their skills, and practicing. Many of them lived in cooler climates with weather that wasn't conducive to all year-round outdoor baseball. And that's where softball was created.
And now
can I stop you for a second?
Pretty good.
Public reading, that is as pretty silky good. As you've ever been.
You need to be interesting.
Let's do it all as a class. We'll do one sentence at a time, each next paragraph.
Okay.
So let's try and make it seamless, though, like we're telling a narrative. Here we go. Because they were indoors, because they were using a larger ball.
Poorly written.
It was established that you have to throw a softball pitch underhand.
Not only did this slow thing down, not just because the bigger ball is harder to grip.
Yeah, that wasn't Brendan misreading it.
But also because you aren't using leverage underhand. Come on.
What?
You're in the middle of the sentence.
You're in the middle of the sentence.
No, dude, then there's no skill involved in that. If we're trying to jump from one sentence to the next sentence.
Oh, that's the game you want to play. I love that game. That's the new game. Get rid of all of this.
It's a prize baton relay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You're just handing it off.
Go to the next paragraph. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right.
Listen on. As softball rules
later on, you fucking dumb idiot. Listen on.
This is written so badly, I just assumed.
Am I?
We're going to go this way.
All right.
Later on, as softball rules really became codified, we saw underhand pitching become mandatory. The specific
rule, according to the World Baseball Softball Confederation, located on page 27 of their rule book, to be specific, states the following. The delivery of a softball
pitch must be underhand motion with the hand below the hip and the wrist not farther from
the body via the elbow. Every player on the softball diamond can throw
the ball underhand. Overhand if they wish.
Oh, man.
Oh, they can throw it overhand if they want to?
But the pitcher absolutely has to pitch the ball underhand.
But it makes it, the ball's bigger.
Wouldn't it be like, you know, Marla Hooch era? Why can't we have broads tossing regular? There's girls all over TikTok that throw gas.
Those are smaller. That's baseballs.
Right. I want to see women play baseball.
I think they're bringing it back. They're like, if nothing else, they're doing a League of Their Own TV series.
I auditioned.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was gonna be John Lovitz.
Oh yeah.
They said too ugly.
Is there a Tom Hanks character in that?
I would assume.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Oh.
Don't.
Now, Dottie Hansen.
I'd be remiss if we didn't get to some of these questions.
Let's get into
considering
some
that we have an answer. Ask any and our patreon.com/scenariopod.
This is the best podcast on earth because what other show reads at you?
Yeah.
Tell me you didn't have fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Corey Potter.
Corey.
Hey,
Bidere. Oh, Carrie. It might be Carrie Potter.
Oh, Carrie Potts.
If you could be Ninja Turtle style animal mutant, half man, half animal, what would you want to be versus what would you think you'd be based on your bloodline and appearance? So what would you like to be and what do you think you'd actually be?
That's a great... I think I'd like to be a fucking Komodo dragon.
What part? Which half?
Like, the head. I want the...
Just the head?
Yeah, just the head of a Komodo so I could just bite you and follow you for a week until you weakly fall down into an alley and then I just devour your body. But I want the muscles of, like, a mutant alligator.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm a fucking... Yeah, look... What? What?
Oh, you know, the thing that Mike was
Who
describing.
Who is that? That's is that cool. me?
That's a shark, though.
Did I just project that?
It's not
that?
A shark at all.
No, that's
Brendan, in what world is that
sorry,
a shark?
He's wearing
man?
A shark tooth around his neck.
He has a shark tooth necklace. That doesn't mean he's a shark. What shark?
I don't know.
You ever seen with a shark tooth necklace?
Look up half man, half shark. And I
you're going to be thinking of the toys.
From the history books.
No, the toys from the 90s. What were they called? The shark.
Shark man.
No.
No.
The shark people. Come
they
on.
They did have a name,
but they were like
dude.
Surfing shark.
Yeah, they wore like leather jackets.
What were they?
Come on.
I don't remember.
90s.
I know.
Pull
it's
it
my
up.
Wheelhouse.
Conjure it.
Sharks.
It's like something called street sharks.
Street sharks. Street sharks.
Of course, Vin Diesel. Somewhere on
was
this
he a
page.
Voice?
Yeah, that's his commercial.
Don't you want to be a shark guy?
For 10 seconds or less, I'm a shark.
Hey, I'm Vin Diesel.
Now,
you want to be a street shark or what?
I love that, the street shark look. I think I'd want to be a street shark because...
Whoa.
Yes, I mean...
That's fucking cool,
that's
dude.
What I want to be right then and there.
Can I just have a different artist rendering of my...
No.
No, your guys was
you
cool
got what
too.
You got. Yeah, and you loved it. Your and now you saw cool. this, and you're realizing it's like, an even bigger shark tooth.
This looks like Avatar Shark.
Wow.
Avatar Shark. Now, I
can't even
I want that.
Think of the thing that I was thinking of, and it was a good one. I was like, oh, that's a good one. That's original.
What
oh,
if you had
a wolf.
Elephant nose.
An elephant would be cool. Trunk. Look up elephant person. But you got to
no,
be real specific.
You're going to look at some weird
gotta
pictures.
Be real
look at that.
Wow.
Dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Why is
beanie.
It kind of sexual with
yeah.
a belly button?
Yeah.
A cum gutter.
That's beanie.
Imagine giving a shark a tattoo.
Do that.
I think it would go a little something like this. Ding dong. Oh, giant shark.
I'm looking to get a tattoo.
What would you like? A 0 and an 8. Sure thing. Stop me anytime, you guys. So I'm the shark. I go to sit down. Anyway,
you're now announcing.
Jump on
you're
in.
Now announcing the parts. So I'm the shark now. I guess I'll go sit down over there. And now I'm the tattoo artist. So that's okay. So we all got what we think.
Can we look up a wolf man so I can know what I would?
Oh,
like?
You mean the most common of the half men
or
half
a hawk,
animal?
A hawk, an eagle man.
Oh, that's cool.
An eagle dude.
We're birds of one now. We're also men. Now we're a different podcast with three guys. Not going to get that wolf picture. So I'm going to move on to the next question. There it is.
That's an eagle.
Oh, that's the eagle man.
Oh, that's
cool. Dude. Yes.
All but right. you're here's the thing. I'm you're evil. Not flying. So you just have like.
How do you know?
As you.
Because he doesn't have wings.
But what if his arms turn into
there's
wings?
There's no way. Because he's, got,
all
he's
wings.
Got glove thing. And he's got
it's
Freddy Krueger nails. No,
well,
it doesn't have wings.
Brendan.
And you have.
It doesn't matter how big my wings are. It matters how weak my
there's no
bones
wing.
Look, are.
And you're their hollow
you,
bones.
Yeah, you don't know how hollow his bones are.
So he, either I smash you because you have hollow bones or you're a human with regular bones no, and then you're too no, dense you, to fly.
You try to smash me and I slip right under your fist like goo because I have hollow bones. You can smash hollow bones.
You can smash a bird and it will goo away like Alex Mack.
Yeah. That's what he said.
I think
about actual
smash
birds,
birds.
Yeah.
Not the
and,
super
and they
bird.
Will goo.
That's right. That's Brent
I
just
will
looked
smash
at the road
them.
And he's like, that bird's goo.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
can be.
The blood's gone.
I guess it ain't dead. It's probably just gooing yeah. off to the side of the road where it'll join
now,
its family.
Now, what do you think? What do you think we'd actually be?
I think like some sort of a chimpanzee for me.
No, you're a feral, no. you're a feral pig man.
Pig.
Pig yeah. man. Look up pig. Cool pig man.
900%.
Yeah,
I could take it. Pigs fuck people up. Warthogs?
No
buddy,
one is
I'm not
why are you,
at
yeah.
you man. I even said feral to add
nobody's
toughness.
Nobody's
yeah.
Okay, sorry, I hear
yeah.
No. Come on. Come on.
If he had a wider head.
That does look wow. like my face a little
looks
bit.
Looks like Babe Ruth.
A lot of it. I
Babe the Pig Ruth.
Yeah. That shouldn't have been as difficult. She went, oh. Oh, yeah. I made a whoopsies.
Yeah, I was like an old man.
Here come the funny.
Oh,
oh that
no.
Sucks. I
Nicole.
Hate that.
That's a fever dream,
Nicole,
man.
Nicole, look up
if that thing
cool
turned
pig
and looked
guy.
At me and
cool
silence,
pig guy.
Look yeah. up cool pig guy.
Oh, look up the you're, pigs from,
look
from
up a
March
warrior.
Of the Wooden Soldiers. They're the most traumatizing looking pigs of all time, dude. And they
I hate
like
that one a
branders.
Lot because it's like wet.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Pigs
wet
get a
lips.
Fucking bad rep.
On the underskin of the
what do you
neck.
Mean? What, they get a bad rep. You're both
no, they,
staring at this thing going, I don't like that.
I don't like the sweat.
I think it's
that's
beautiful.
Not a pig, though, man.
You are beautiful.
It's not a pig.
In every single way.
Yeah, that's Brendan. You have my eyes on your body.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
All right.
So we got Pigman Cannon.
I think Feeny would be a meerkat man.
Meerkat?
Look it up and we'll see.
Now, that'll never be. I mean, you could look up Timon or something, but I don't think anyone's
ever. Oh, that's
ever,
who Timon is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meerkat.
The little meerkat.
Okay.
Guys.
But like I don't know any other meerkat. Oh, that's all I know about meerkats is Timon was one, and then they do that thing where they pick their head up and look.
Oh, meerkats are fucking brutal, dude.
For what?
They like kill their own and shit all the time.
What is they?
They
what
like
do they
eat
hunt?
Their babies?
What?
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They're like sand animals that eat fucking grass.
Why are you
dude?
So
sure? Meerkat man.
Why are you so sure?
Because I looked this up.
I know
I
you're
know.
Not
he seems
right.
Pretty confident.
I watched a thing where they talked about how fucking brutal meerkats are.
Fluffy, cuddly meerkat moms. Oh,
devour
wow.
Devour their babies.
Look at that.
Of their own species.
In a meerkat group, the alpha female kills and even eats pups born to other females. Oh, well, that's other females.
Oh, God. That makes it somehow worse.
No, you're right. You're
do whatever
right.
You're cannibals.
I went by sight.
Do whatever you want
and,
to do to
and
to
confident
so,
that you didn't know.
So, meerkat man.
Yeah, we need to see a meerkat with us, like, abs and stuff. I want to see a meerkat.
I'll fuck a meerkat up.
Yeah, of course. But not if they're Feeny's
do you know I know,
size.
You know I know some of... I don't know. You know, I know somebody that got attacked by a squirrel. That got like a squirrel ran up her body and started nibbling at her face.
They're so hard. They're so squirrely.
Dude.
That's so
that crazy. Is that's like a real true blue nightmare. It's like an animal that small, that nimble, and that sharp.
Look up squirrel man.
Squirrel attacks.
No, a squirrel man.
All right.
That might
squirrel
be
man
who
attacks.
I am now. Yeah.
But you want
to
be
no,
small.
I don't need to I just want to see the picture of him with abs. I want to see a squirrel with abs.
No, you're like a weasel or like a ferret.
A weasel? Like wow.
I don't mean weasel in like the rap way. You know what I mean? I'm not like, hey, this guy's a fucking weasel.
Weird. You used an Italian accent for hip hop.
Gangster rap. No, you're like a ferret. I would say
a smelly,
in a good way.
Spineless.
He's called you a
smelly,
rodent.
Yeah.
He's circling
spineless.
Rat.
Yeah,
circling it.
Weasel
rat.
Was less than Freudian.
I don't think you're. I think Mike's a rat, if anything, because you got the beard.
Oh, and you know bats in their 5 o'clock shadow.
Bats.
Oh, rats. I'd be a Batman.
Yeah. Squirrel with abs.
There's none. There only are like hot girl squirrels.
Look up a hot girl squirrel.
Wait, let's see a hot girl squirrel. Yeah. Oh, from
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Space Jam. They de-hotted her too for the
oh, that bunny. Oh, that, yeah, right. That bunny rabbit.
She wasn't a squirrel. Yes, that's that's Feeny.
Do you have to lift up the tail,
dude?
So she's got a, she's, yeah.
Should I grow my hair
out? I gotta tell you, I think the idea of holding a tail over my shoulder while I'm having sex, that appeals to me.
Just like this, but it's like animal hair. It doesn't really.
Right. No, as long as it's a human vagina and body.
Yeah.
As long, but if they have like a real like carpet tail just draped over my shoulder, I could.
Oh yeah. You put her on the bed and you have her on the face down on the bed and then you can. Get on top of her, but her tail is like a bed. It's like a comforter.
Robert B. 2001 says, if you can change your blood.
Feeny, you ain't fucking that.
You told me. You told me.
Come on, dog.
Interrupt us at any time. Me at any time. So I assume that was a plea for help without you saying it.
You said that one then?
No.
Huh. No.
Oh.
But he said it earlier, so I figured I didn't want to wait till he got to that point where he was begging for it. I was anticipating it.
Would you wouldn't have sex with a female squirrel?
The one from like Space Jam. The one from the Space
right.
Jam. That
yeah,
one
is now, say she had like human body, right? Squirrel tail. That sounds like.
No, that then it doesn't do it for me.
I
it used to be exclusively a squirrel. All the right parts. Leg, you know?
I hear
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
The little claws. Now, Robert V. 2001. If you could change your blood color, what color would you change it to?
White.
White?
Yeah, because then I'd cut my hands, spray it on people, and tell them I jizzed in their face.
Yeah, that's cool. That you're like made of fluff.
Then we'd be related.
I feel like
our DNA code is fluff.
I feel like green is the most badass because then you look like reptile or
green
you're like anti
cool.
Or like antifreeze spilling out or ooh. Something. You know what I mean? Where you look like you're like a robot leaks.
Yeah.
They said that like green. It looks like acid.
Keeping it blue would be cool too.
Blue is a little you know,
like really dark blue inside of us.
Yeah. And then it oxidizes.
It's not like blue. Blue, like light blue would be cool. Some like, sort of like
electric blue.
North Carolina.
Yes. Literally some sort of like electric pink or electric blue would be really cool.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I don't know.
I feel like if it like glowed, like it was like the like
it just makes
nuclear.
So much sense that it's red though, right? Mm. Like it just really, it just matches what it is. Well, it gives you that little shock, terror.
Yeah.
It's like oh, it's so Jesus. Fucking like, oh no.
You know what's pretty cool about that is that I think our entire association psychologically with the color red is like, you know, how we're like, oh, it is initially, you know, essentially red means bad in society and in the world where it's like stop signs or any sort of red, but it's all because of like blood and like blood pouring out of us is bad. So it's like, if blood was blue, we would see blue as kind of like a negative color where you're like blue stop signs and like blue, that like all the things they would be like red in our society would instead be the color of blood, because that's like, oh, if you lose the blue, you die.
Oh, man. Yeah. It goes back to that conversation of like, maybe your green is my red kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Colors are so weird.
You should be put to death after saying that.
Colors are weird, man.
Title.
They've got weird things about them. Like that. Like,
go ahead, explain this.
Like, blue
is very
nice because of the ocean and the sky. And red is bad because of blood. That's weird. That's a weird thing. And then also the
Guido. You want me to interrupt you, right? I can't tell.
Sometimes.
Because you're saying...
Sometimes.
Sometimes you beg for it, and other times you're doing this to me, and then when I start saying things, you look hurt.
The thing is, it's sometimes, and if you get it wrong, you're dead.
Yeah.
You like gambling, don't you?
Frankie? Guido. What's your favorite food that you'd hate the fastest if you ate it on a regular basis?
Lobster.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Like just,
I love it more than anything. And then I spend time at this one, like Nicole's friend and my friend. We spend every time we're with them, we eat lobster, which I love. But every time we eat it like for dinner, and then we'll have like lobster rolls the next day.
Yeah.
And that second one, I'm like, I could do without this for a few months.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. Sure. But it's my favorite meal on earth.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same way with like steak. I don't think I could eat that every day. That would feel terrible.
I love having like, you know, in terms of a big, like a steak, like a ribeye or something like that. I like having 2 to 3 of those a year, you know, of like big steak, 16 ounce butter, you know, all that kind of like a big, I'm not just talking about like eating like a cheesesteak with, you know, that kind of, or like a steak fajita. I'm talking like sitting down steakhouse steak.
Do you save that for like holidays?
How many steakhouses a year do you go to?
Do you count Applebee's as a
no, but you do.
Well, like, do you Applebee's get the steak six at times Applebee's? This morning. No, I didn't get this. I usually get the burger, but no, I don't know. I think every time I go out to a restaurant, I'll get a steak or something. Probably bad, right? Like if I go out to a nice restaurant and they have a steak on it, I'll probably get the steak.
Yeah, I guess that's a little bit. I guess that's more or less this, like, you know.
I definitely
maybe it's a little
more
higher
than one
than...
or two.
What? You know,
I definitely have more than like.
Yeah, I guess I'm just thinking like, it feels like when you go to a steakhouse, like an actual like Sparks or Luger's, something like that.
Oh,
that steak.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's a different level of steak than like, let me order the steak special off somebody's menu.
Yeah. Like
a steakhouse, a proper, because that feels even more like calorie because it's all the butter that they
Del cook. Frisco's.
Del Frisco's, any of those. You don't do more than three of those a year.
No, of course not. Of course not. I haven't been to Peter Luger's in like 3 years.
I haven't been. Yeah, I think I went during the pandemic or something and it was not the same. They lost their Michelin star. They said the quality has.
The tire guy took it away.
Yeah.
The Michelin tire.
Who is it? The same company?
Yeah.
It is?
Why?
Same corporation?
Michelin.
Why is the tire company judging restaurants?
Yeah. Why should we give a fuck what that round white piece of shit thinks?
That's what we say about you.
So you do read the comments.
Boy, do I. Yeah, why do we give a shit?
What?
Why do we care?
Well, Nicole,
started,
can you actually look up whether or not that's the same company?
Started,
because I'm pretty sure that's a hack question, but I'm serious.
Yeah, they started as a food company, and then they branched out into tires.
You're fucking with him. You're lying.
I can tell by
you're lying. Yeah,
yeah. Feeney does something when he just picks
you're
up
good,
a live
though.
Mid-story.
You're good at that.
I can pick up on. Yeah,
dude. Yeah, you just fucking deep faked into your laugh. like you were really like, I can't lie like that. Like I'd be like, no, yeah, it's the same thing. I'd be like smiling the entire.
What
time.
A great way to describe that though, because Feeney was laughing at the fact that we thought that, and then he caught what he should do and like absorbed his lie yeah, into his like, body oh, and went right into
like
it.
Like in Terminator 2 when they take over the parent. There's like,
come home, John.
Yeah, exactly. No, they started as a restaurant thing, and then, you know, see, I couldn't even do it.
Nicole?
Do you know what's crazy is it is the same thing.
Wow.
I told you. I don't know why you guys are like,
Yeah.
How did it come to be? What did they start as?
So they started as a tire company.
Oh.
But they decided that a ratings guide for hotels and restaurants would compel the limited number of drivers to use up their tires and buy more. So saith.
Oh, wow. So it's like incentive to travel and run down their tires?
Yeah, but
what
this,
a weird connection.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because their rating is like one of the, like, you know, it's a pretty good indicator.
Yeah.
If you get a, like, I've been to 11 Madison stuff, which is a 3 Michelin star rated thing.
Three
which
tires.
Is like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
But it's
like, oh, great. These guys, how good are their tires that they're also like, you know, and this food's good. You should trust us.
They were making tires strange. And they're like, hey, we're all fat fucks. Why don't we go out there and start rating restaurants?
Which is so strange because I don't have nearly the same reverence for their tires as I do their food reviews. Like,
they're great tires.
Going to a Michelin star restaurant, I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I should dress a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, and any place that's Michelin star, it is their biggest.
You
they're going to let you know real quick that it's Michelin star rated. Like it's on their menu or
beep,
it's like
beep.
In the window. It's everything.
Yeah. Is it the fucking roly poly white guy holding the Michelin star being like, good job from your tires?
Is he standing at the door? Oh, welcome.
No, it's him.
of every restaurant. It's, dude, it's,
hello.
It's him.
Come on in.
It's him at a candlelit table enjoying an escargot. And he's like,
See? What the fuck? That's crazy.
He looks like a fat clan member.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It looks like a ninja turtle in clan outfit.
Yes. Yeah. Turtle that just got back from a cross burning.
Dude,
yeah,
is he wearing
so
glasses?
Funny. That's so funny.
Is he wearing glasses? Why is there that line next to him?
Where's Michelangelo been lately?
Imagine the Michelin man with purple wine stained teeth.
Yeah. He's got to be real careful with that wine.
Yeah.
Oh, my body is ruined.
Thank God I'm butt naked except for the sash.
Yeah, it's a sash.
Baby New Year.
Covering my cock. Oh. That's what that felt like.
What?
All the air was just taken out of the room. You didn't feel that?
Like Kirby. You're Kirby.
I've long since said Brendan's Kirby. He's literally a pink floating ghost.
Kirby's one of the best characters in Super Smash Brothers, so I'll take it.
He is. He's the one I would choose.
He's the one that when you pick, you're like,
to look like?
Fuck you.
Yeah, it's like when picking Yoshi in Mario Kart.
Yeah, you're like, fuck you, dude. To look like?
He said he's the one who I would pick, and I said, to look like?
It's not too bad.
Oh, that's Brendan with the Burger King crowd.
That is Borden.
Is that online at a drive-thru?
I'm standing in between two cars.
This is a Michelin star restaurant in the sense that I'm standing between two sets of Michelins.
Yeah, any drive-thru you stand through is a Michelin. It's also a what's the name of the other fire one?
Firestone.
Yeah. Firestone should start doing that. What gives Michelin the right? You know what I mean?
They just said we're doing it.
Yeah. And everyone did what you did and laughed at them, and now look at them.
And now
kings of the restaurant.
Coveted award.
Is there another governing body that is their competition? Like, is there somebody who's like, Michelin don't know shit? We here at Goodyear.
Yeah.
No restaurants.
Yeah.
I think they're like the premier. I mean, there's other like ranking systems, of course. But I think like a Michelin star.
J.D. Power and Associates.
Yeah. MetLife Insurance actually puts out a hell of a guide on Twinkies.
I give it 4 J.D. Power and Associates.
It's us and then the RAV4.
It's JG Wentworth. Yeah. I give it 3 JG Wentworth.
Yeah, I give it 2 Wentworth stars. Yeah,
I give it 877, but not the cash now.
309. Hmm? 877 cash 309. That's JG Wentworth.
It's cash now, though.
JG Wentworth.
877 cash now.
Eight
and now it's 669.
Oh. Yeah. 877. Wait,
cash now, not 877. Cash 904 or whatever the hell you said.
Brendan thought it's cash. Your weight.
Yeah. 877. Cash trying his best. All right. So, I don't know what.
I don't know what my question was.
my question is, did you read those 5-star reviews we got?
Cause I sure did.
And they made you happy, right?
It made me happy.
What would make you happier?
More 5-star reviews, wow. For sure.
So you should go do that, everybody. Go leave one. And
the news of more reviews would make me quite amused.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nice.
Now, and more importantly, tell some friends about the show. And if you're really enjoying the show, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod. We got bonus episodes. We do Blunts with the Boys, which is more of just a, you know, shooting the shit kind of pod. Oh, yeah. And we got vlogs up there. We got, so much. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of hours. You can get on there now for as little as $3 a month for a nice coffee. And here's the thing. We're so confident in your ability to not be able to, if you spend the $3 to go sign up for the Patreon, try as you might, it's impossible for you to get through all of that content in just 1 month. Even if you pressed play and walked away for a full month, you wouldn't even come close to hitting all of the content that's up there.
Yeah, I'll give you $100 if you can make it through the whole thing.
Yeah. Again.
And if not, you got to be a Patreon member for life.
Yeah.
And you have to document every moment of it.
It's like watching The Simpsons.
That's the only way I can.
And edit it too. I'm not watching all those hours, obviously. Just edit
it. You have to watch.
Fast forward.
No. Film yourself watching every single thing as long as it takes.
They do that.
Well, yeah, have a running clock next to you.
Yeah.
Fast forward the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The wife comes down.
Yeah.
It starts hitting her.
So do that and then come see us on the road.
When is this coming out? We have no idea, right?
Just make it omnipresent.
Okay.
Well, I got nothing on the road right now, but if you want to come out and see my shows in New York City, just let me know and we'll get you in. Other than that, check out.
I know a few people that are going to message you, Pally.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If you need free tickets, let me know.
Oh, yeah, terrible idea. I know at least one that I've blocked.
I don't think it'll happen as much as you think.
Sorry.
And Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and all that stuff. And also, yeah, just become a Patreon member.
Fuck yeah. I'm all over the road. If this is coming out before New York Comedy Festival, come out to the New York Comedy Festival show November 8th at New York Comedy Club. It's comedians on edibles doing crowd work. At the point that this is out, the lineup will be out. So it's Louis J. Gomez, Karen Feehan, Yamanika Saunders, and Chris DeStefano. We may have a surprise drop-in as well, but either way, it's going to be a fucking awesome show. Nicole's filming it. It will be up on YouTube afterwards, but it won't be no goods if there's no one in the crowd. So come on out, buy tickets. And then I'm in Delaware, Fairfield, Connecticut, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Point Pleasant, Houston. I think I'm coming to Phoenix next year. I got a bunch of shit coming in. Very exciting announcement coming up very soon about a big, big motherfucking show that I'm very excited about. So MikeCannonComedy.com for all that.
MikeFeeneyComedy.com. I'll be in Indianapolis Helium, and I'm also going to be, back in Vegas. So next year, but just go to MikeFeeneyComedy.com, twitch.tv/NYFreshmaker, and come hang out and just be a pal. Social media, share some of my videos. Thanks so much.
Be a pal.
Nicole?
Nicole C. Lyons on Instagram.
Yeah.
So. How you doing, Nicole? You having fun?
I'm having a blast.
Okay, good.
Nice.
Cool, man.
I would love to go to like a haunted hayride.
I not only would not like to do that, I can't even imagine the attraction of that.
You've never been on one?
Never in my life have I has that ever been a thing where I'm like, oh yeah, like Haunted House.
Haunted House,
like, I'm like, sure.
Totally.
I see an appeal there. Hayride.
It kind of chase you.
First off, every hayride, no matter when you go, it's freezing. Like, even if you're like, it's an, like, if you went tonight, it would drop 20 degrees.
It's part of the fun, though. You drink whiskey and some hot chocolate or something, or go
blaze. But many people don't go there drinking. I'm talking like there's plenty of children and, you know, people who go sober to those things. And
people
that's
are idiots.
And I don't even understand.
Who go? Yeah, who goes?
You just point to someone out in the field and they're like, I'm going to run at you.
I actually, I don't think there's many people that go sober that aren't children. I really have been keyed into the drinking habits of parents, and boy, is it rampant.
Really?
Oh, bananas. Yeah, everywhere you go. I mean, parents are just hammering beers. It's pretty, it's interesting. I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
No.
Part of the culture. But then I take 100 milligram edible, and I'm irresponsible.
Yeah, you fuck one go. You know what I mean?
What do you think 100 milligram edible would be in relation to alcohol, like for people that don't smoke or take edibles?
It's completely different, but I would say it's probably like 10 beers, 12 beers.
You know how I know it's not completely different?
It's completely different.
Because how at the ready you were to be able to compare this. And I, and now that you said it, I guess I agree, because I always say
it's handleable.
I say
it, you know?
It's I see a 10 milligram edible as like a shot, you know, as like a shot of tequila. So 10, so 10 of 100 of those. Yeah. So that would make sense. Yeah. That is 10 to 12.
I see like 10 milligram.
And I just think about Mike taking 10 to 12 beers after we smoke a blunt at night, every night.
Yeah, that's right. You give me a little nip of something and then I just go home and finish a cake.
Every night.
Yeah, but you know, it's to quiet the screams.
Yeah. This air, like the fall air, energizes me. I like going, like walking through pumpkin patches and stuff like that.
How many times have you done it?
Today or just this year?
This year so far.
79 times.
This is a fun.
Oh, it'll 80.
This is a fun question.
All right. Because I mean, I, for instance, I have been to two pumpkin patches.
I haven't gone to any.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I've gone to no corn mazes. I've gone to no pumpkin patches.
I just, well,
just
then,
paying bills.
Then I love your empty synopsis of it energizes me. It just motivates me to get out there. I just feel compelled to walk amongst the pumpkins. How many times? Never.
As their leader.
Not once. as Captain Pumpkin.
King Pumpkin.
As King Gord.
Pumpkin.
Hey.
Now, Ethan Skull Fox is a perfect question. Said horror icons. Here's a scenario. The three of you have to survive a night in the woods, fall woods, refreshing, energizing.
Oh,
with
I love
Freddy, Jason, and Michael Myers, I'm assuming. What is your plan? And do all three of you make it out alive?
Do we have guns?
Now
we got to get the fuck out of the woods.
The good news with Jason and Freddy, I mean, Jason and Michael Myers, is they're both pretty slow.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
So
all you have to do is kind of walk faster than them.
I think the key is, though, not just that. With no one ever does this with Michael Myers and Jason.
I wonder if you're going to say the same.
Here's what they do. They run away from them, but just maintain eye contact at all times,
just run
but be like 100 yards away. Yeah, like you can be backwards, but just have them in your sight, because what happens is they get a distance and then they go, oh, thank God. And then suddenly, boom, here they are. So what you got to do is you got to keep them, be like, I see you, but be not in stabbing distance.
Back bear, get back bear.
Yeah, and you go maybe 50 yards away, but you keep track of them with your eyes the whole time. They're not known for throwing things. Jason might try to throw something at you, but Michael Myers really wants to get in there and get stabby. So I think you just keep him at a distance. Freddy, I have no...
What are the weapons? Yeah. Freddy's the claws.
Yeah.
Mike's the stabs.
Yeah.
Is Jason
the
chainsaw?
Machete.
Machete?
He's got a big machete. Yeah.
Oh, it's not like even
Mike
the
Myers
cleaver?
Is kind of like everything. Yeah. He's kind of like everything.
Yeah, but he's mostly knife. If he had his druthers, he'd pick kitchen butcher knife.
That sucks. I would rather get chainsawed than all of those.
I bet you would.
Yeah.
But that's why it's scarier. I know. Because
has anybody squared up with Mike Myers? Like, has anybody
every single time
that has just stopped running and not get caught off guard?
Every
they just
movie.
Walk up to him and they're like, "All right, let's go."
Every movie, someone punches him. Jamie Lee Curtis has fought with him in 6 different movies. She chopped his head off and. Halloween H2O.
Oh, and yet he made it back for 2 more movies.
Well, they don't count
out,
it, right?
Turns out the next film, you find out it wasn't him under the mask. which is you think she would have probably checked when he was pinned down by underneath a tree.
It was her penis.
And she's seen him a couple. What?
Sorry. I said it was her penis she was born with.
She's seen him a couple times too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, she knew him when he was a child, you know? Whoa. It's a common misconception, though, that they're brother and sister.
Jamie Lee Curtis and Mike Myers?
Yeah, in the movie. Everyone always thinks it's their brother's sister.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't?
I've seen two of them.
Oh.
I saw...
The first one is incredible. I think it's the best horror franchise of all of them because it's the only one that's like... I mean, it gets a little insane, but it's the only one that's... It's real in that... It's a story of like a real person who snaps and goes crazy. I think the Freddy Krueger's never did it for me because it's like, oh, and he's like in my dream. Once the supernatural stuff comes into it, it took me out of it more. Is like, that scares the shit out of me because that's just a guy in a mask in a fucking,
yeah,
still a bit in a William Shatner though.
Mask. He's it becomes that for
bucket
sure.
Bucket shots to the chest and come back.
100%. And they
Scream
explain
is
it away.
Really scary too.
Scream was scary for that reason, for that exact reason. Yeah. And same with, Leatherface. I mean, that's Texas Chainsaw is terrifying for that reason. So how are we going to survive
and
Candy in the
Man,
woods?
He was...
You just, yeah, he was a duck.
I didn't see that movie when it just recently came out. Candyman? I think it got really good reviews, wasn't it? The Candyman movie?
I didn't know they made one.
They made one a couple years ago. Maybe it got terrible reviews. I don't know. It's one of those things where at the time it was getting so much publicity. You couldn't tell.
Really?
Everyone was talking about it, and I couldn't tell if it was good or not. I think it was 2 years ago. Nicole, look at it. Let's go to the Rotten Tomatoes.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Oh, yeah. The trailer is pretty good. It makes it look pretty good. I'm going to guess it got a 62% on Rotten Tomatoes.
47.
It's probably, which score are we talking? Are we talking audience score or are we talking critics score?
Critics, always critics.
I'm going
critics.
Audience score on this one.
Oh.
Because critics score, they're not going to rate a horror movie. That's going to be, I'm going to say 40. 42 is a good guess for that.
Audience 56, critics 78.
All right.
Oh, wow. Critics 44, audience 55.
84 72. It's an incredible movie.
It was close.
Certified fresh. Score. See? It did great. Last year it was. I guess I gotta watch that.
Say Candyman. This is what you do. Okay, we get out of the woods.
Oh, but we're in the woods all night, so we can't.
We can't just stay in the woods.
No, we can't. We can crazy. We have to survive till morning. So how
we're not surviving. So I guess we just climb. Like that's the only thing you can do.
He'll chop it down.
How are they going to climb?
He can chop it down.
He's got a machete.
He does. No. He will chop.
Tree that you...
He's got all night.
Mike Myers has super strength.
You know what? If Mike Myers has the fucking focus and
Jason
patience,
Voorhees.
If all of them with their fork and knives can fucking saw down an oak tree that I've climbed, then they deserve to have my body.
But what about Freddy? He might nod off in
branches.
Was he going
to claw it like a cat? Like,
no.
Dreams.
No, dude, when you're up there feeling comfortable
coke,
in your brain.
Man. How do you think I got up there in the first place?
If we got dropped right now, though, none
into
of us have coke.
I do.
I say...
I'm an addict.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that what this is?
I say...
What would you do if it just fell out on the table and I'm like...
I truly think that the keeping the distance but keeping him in your eyesight the whole time is what's huge. And then just making sure we all are accountable for keeping each other awake.
Because the minute you look away, they disappear.
Yeah, but at some point we're gonna get into a very petty argument, and then one of us is just gonna be like, you know what, man, fuck you, and then you fall asleep, and then
or we'll do a thing where we're in the middle of a fight, and we go, but that's how we're gonna die here. And then I go, wait a minute, where are they? Yeah. I thought you were looking at them, guys. And all of a sudden,
classic, yeah.
So that's my.
I still think we should climb a tree.
Climb a tree, keep distance.
I would probably also climb a tree.
When's the last time you climbed a tree?
I can climb a tree.
You can climb a tree?
For sure. Give me a tree and I'll climb it.
Let's go to Washington Square Park right after this.
And climb some trees?
Yeah. Film you climb a tree.
Climbing trees has gotten, let me tell you this, buddy, significantly harder.
The trees in these woods, though? The trees in these woods? I'm not picturing like,
what was that? Is that like an intro to a book?
I'm not picturing the trees to be hard to climb.
It's a
I'm
forest.
I'm picturing them being...
Oh, with step ladders up them?
with like their branches.
With
like
just
this.
Men holding you up, boosting you to the next branch?
Well, yeah,
when's
that's
the last
what
time
you guys
you,
have
you
to
got
do
in
that.
A tree, you think?
Last time I got in a tree?
When's the last time you had some tree fun?
I don't know. They all just kind of blend together.
All your tree times you have?
All my tree times.
No, for a long time, yes. A couple years, I would say. I've been I have not been in a tree.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not going with that as like a last resort. You're just going to keep them in your eyesight. What happens when you look away?
I understand it's dark out there. I'm just saying that climbing a tree is going to be very difficult.
Yeah. This isn't going to be easy.
Nobody said it was going to be
easy. Nobody said this was going to be easy.
Okay. Next question.
Hit me.
Just Rob, comedy is outlawed suddenly due to some asinine law about decency. What job do you do directly after the ban, or do you go underground and assemble a comedy team to perform secretly across the country? I mean, kind of like a speakeasy tour like that is kind of a speakeasy comedy tour would be pretty cool.
It'd be easy to sell out.
It'd be easy to sell out. It also might be very lucrative because it's a cash business, and just like the moonshiners and everything, people are willing to pay a pretty penny if they're looking.
Do you know how to launder?
Me? No, but cash is cash, baby.
No. I mean, all you got.
I'm not running the business. We're touring.
All you do is open up another business.
What?
Okay.
We open up another business.
Tell us.
Then we
Skylar White.
We wash the money through the car wash. No, we wash the money through the business that we
and
have.
And what do you do? How do you do that? How do you wash it?
So for every fucking sale you make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of business is it? First off, before we get
don't put it in the books.
What kind of business
you hold on to that money?
That's the exact.
Or you write more things in the books that you.
That's right.
Sold
you have to come up
and
with,
then you.
You have to come up with ghost exchanges, basically, or pack on more money to certain people's things.
God, that's why Ozark is so fucking good.
Yeah. Also, it's way more watching Ozark. You're like, oh, it's not that even anymore. It's so many different movies.
Now, it's all computer and digital tracking, and offshore and checking. And
you're outrunning the smartest people in the world.
Yeah,
they're all like, people who have been caught and like this is they're getting out of jail. You know, like Catch Me If You Can.
Frank Abagnale.
Yeah,
Abagnale Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, what would you do?
I'd climb the tree. No,
Brendan would be a professional tree climber.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'd go touring and I'd put that money under my fucking mattress.
But you got to understand, this is a now highly illegal.
I'll go to jail and there'll be a bunch of comedians there and it'll be awesome.
I really wish there was a way you could be a teacher without having to go back to school and like get the degree, because I think I'd probably just do that.
I'd teach at university.
Somewhat appealing to me. I definitely couldn't get that job, but I'd teach at like a white trash middle school or
kids.
I used
to do stand up comedy. Let me tell you about it.
I'd never tell them.
I was so
why they would think you're so cool.
I was jealous of my my college professor. Had like, you know, one of the things he taught was like the film studies class, which was such an awesome class because you just watch the best movies in the world and then talk about them, and to be like, you could really deep dive on all of them, and it was very cool. And I'm like, man, this is a sick gig, because first off, you're not really taught, you know, you're screening a movie from 1.5 to 3 hours long, mm-hmm. in just like in a dark theater, so you're like, you know, you could come in and just, you know, you don't have to talk until afterwards. Really, all you got to do is memorize like 4 or 5 poignant theme topics and regurgitate some things you read online. And all of a sudden you seem like a seasoned professor, you know?
Yeah.
He wasn't shit.
I had it. Yeah. Like, that guy's a bum.
The fucking bozo. The
fucking jerk off.
I'd like to be like a basketball coach or something like that. Probably start some sort of private.
Oh. There's a chainsaw running down
McDougal.
Biker
boys?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Is that
pig face?
I think I would do that, but I wouldn't be the coach per se. Like I'd coach like young kids, because that's kind of where my expertise would end. And then I would maybe try to like hire out and actually create like a business of trainers, elite basketball trainers.
It's pretty good.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd probably try my best at some sort of music in any way. Maybe start playing the old guitar again, doing covers in bars.
You'd really go from one lottery to the next?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to take... Now, for me, I thought it was right there for you to say with the rapping, and I say that specifically because with comedy outlawed, you can still be writing comedy, you just run them.
That no, would you make the audience laugh, you get arrested.
Yeah. Is there
no worries there.
Yeah, well, my raps are very serious.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of noises in
I'm
the rap.
I'm in pain, stain, brain.
And yet I maintain a good mind frame. Yeah, I'd probably do the rapping thing. I saw Cypress Hill the other day.
Uh-huh.
And just like watching their show, I was just like, oh fuck yeah, this would be so cool.
I know, I saw that
your
post
story was, when you're like, I'm inspired.
Yeah. And then you said the thing about Skankfest next year, it was just funny that
I'm gay.
I wish you saw
Brandon,
that.
Don't take it away from us.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, don't make it powerless.
I had a brief vulnerability moment.
No, it's not even that. It's funny to be like,
it was a week ago, yeah, the exact same opportunity.
The timing of it, like if you saw Cypress Hill a week ago,
yeah,
you would have been like, I'm rapping at Skankfest.
Not only would I've been rapping at Skankfest, I would have like been prepared.
Yeah, I'm doing the goddamn comedy gym.
I would have had a fucking banner behind me or something like that.
Brendan was loosely scheduled to perform, but decided against it.
I would want to do like, I would want to have like a set list. You know what I mean? If I'm going to open for the jam, it'd be cool to like do three songs, songs I have.
Yeah, how many songs do you have?
Well, that's the thing. What are you losing material? Like, what do you need to order?
Yeah.
No.
You have at least three songs.
I have at least three. Yeah. Next year.
That's exactly what Crack-A-Mico did.
Yeah.
He did three songs.
I thought he did like six.
No.
Oh.
Longer songs.
Long songs.
Like multiple verses, it feels like.
Yeah, it would be cool. It'd be cool. So hopefully next year, you know. Wouldn't you know?
All right. Brandon, what's the most embarrassed you've ever been?
I know.
Just then.
I know exactly the most embarrassed I've ever been.
Really? I'm picturing red cheeks. Hot red cheeks.
No, it was more like, it might have been red, but it was more like just humiliated on a level of like heartbroken, where when I was younger, I was in this religious school where like you'd go Tuesdays and Thursdays or whatever, and they would tell you about
like
Jesus
CCD?
And everything.
Religion class,
yeah. Right? And one of the classes, the teacher was like, and I was like, I was probably like six or seven. And the teacher was like, hey, you know what we'll do today? We're going to pretend to be like different Bible stories and stuff. And one of my classmates was this like sheep herder. And I was like, oh, I'll play a sheep. Right. So I'm being the sheep and everything. And then something in my stupid, dumb brain thought, are we doing a play? Like, are we doing a play? Because the teacher had told the class that there was a play that's happening at the end of the week. Mm-hmm. And my brain went, oh, we're doing this because I'm going to be a sheep in the play. Right. So my dad picks me up from religion and he goes, oh, your teacher told me there's going to be a play at the end of the week. And I went, yeah, that's what we were doing. I'm going to be in a play. And he was like, no way. That's awesome. And it was on like a Thursday or something. And I go, yeah, I'm playing a sheep. And it wasn't at the end of the week. It was in like a month. It was at the end of the month. So all month, we're practicing.
Your baz.
My baz. We are.
Are you on all fours?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm on all fours. Practicing.
I think that's a very important distinction.
Going, bah, bah. It was a holiday.
How long?
It was a holiday.
How long every night?
All month we were practicing.
All month. It felt like we were practicing. Like, I went to my
saddest sentence ever.
I went to my. It gets sadder, my friend. It gets sadder. I went to my uncle's because there was a holiday or some sort of birthday, and my family tells them. I'm a sheep at the end of the month. So they start asking me to bat.
Give us a little bit of a lamb parmesan.
Yeah, exactly.
There.
So now I'm on all fours at my uncle's in front of my entire traditional
all fours
family.
At my uncle's sounds like a real
dear God.
I hope this doesn't go where I'm thinking.
Yeah, I hope it does.
I'm on all four at my uncle's and then it gets sad.
So okay, play day. Comes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not in the play. There's no play for my class. There is a play, but I'm not in the play. But my family
took off work to come see this play that we've been practicing.
How old were you?
I was like 6 or 7.
And you
very formative. I remember it.
How
like
were
it
was, you practicing if you didn't have a script? If you didn't, if they
it was I'm just going, bad, bro. They no point to it.
No, man. I'm young. I was, no I was a young kid, man. I don't know.
They just told you about the play I and told, expected you to show up at the end of the month. With a perfect bat.
Hey, I know it's November. Be there, curtains up December 24th.
It just, my wires got fucking all screwed up in my head thinking what I did in class that day is what I'm going to be doing at the end of the month in this play in front of everybody. And I remember really being like, this is important. You know, like I'm going to sure, be in a play.
Absolutely.
And so my whole family took off work and they're all sitting there and they're sitting first. They sat the audience, the parents first.
Yeah.
So there's the parents of the people who are actually in the play there too. And I walk by my mom and my dad and they're in their work.
Are you wearing cotton balls?
No, I'm just,
yeah, they told him he had to make his own costume too.
I'm waiting for my closest.
It's strange when I didn't get the call. It was strange when I didn't get the call for the fitting.
I'm waiting for my cue. I'm just as I think I'm gonna be in this as them. So I'm like, I like walk by them and they see me and they're like, and I'm like, you know, huge moment. Oh. Now, okay.
This is going to turn to crying soon.
The whole play happens.
Are you backstage?
No.
You're in the... You're watching
in the audience with them.
You're watching the play. Waiting for them to call you up.
And
Brendan's out of seat.
Bah. Yeah.
Bah. You're gonna laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
The play ends. I didn't do any baz. Yeah. No nothing. So now they're emptying the room and they're emptying the children first and we're walking by the parents. So it's the opposite of what we walked in and I pass by my parents and I look at them and my dad goes nice sheep. He goes, nice sheep.
He's so pissed.
You're sick. Like, oh,
damn, work.
You're sick. So funny, dude. So funny.
Nice sheep.
He didn't look at you and say, what happened?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Just no. Nice sheep, shithead.
No, he was...
he pushed me to the ground.
That'd be so funny. He was pissed.
What was the
play? He was pissed. They probably got into a fight about it. He probably like had a big meeting with maybe like some higher head.
The play was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah, like, I think there's sheep in this.
He probably missed an important meeting.
It's really funny because for most kids, it's like really a gray area of whether or not they had anything to do with their parents' divorce. With Brendan, it's a 100%
direct line.
That he was the decline of his parents.
They took me on a ski trip the next day.
Everything, yeah.
That's the show, everybody. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week. And
tell your friends.
Pray for Brendan.
Pray for Brendan.
Here's the scenario is Mike Feeney, Mike Cannon, and Brendan Sagalow. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. For more information about the show, visit heresthescenario.com. The scenario.